Things aren't always as they seem.
Things are exactly the way they seem.
Kristen, you may see me only as a drunken, vice-ridden gnome whose friends are just pimps and girls from the brothels. But I know about art and love. If only because I long for it with every fiber of my being. She loves you. I know it. I know she loves you.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres. I want to welcome you to my podcast called Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. Thanks so much for tuning in and making this podcast a huge success. Of course, you can listen on my website, judytorreslifecoach.com or at podomatic.com or on the free iHeartRadio app. This is a special Valentine's edition, and I'm really, really excited because a lot of people today are totally upset. They're like, I don't have anybody and I'm lonely and I'm sad. And you don't have to be. Valentine's Day is absolutely about love. Why can't you just decide that you're going to make it a day to love yourself? Treat yourself to something. Call somebody that you care about. Make up with somebody. Not talking romantically. You know, maybe you're not talking to some friend or you had a fight with your brother. You haven't talked to him for a year. Pick up the phone and call and say, I love you. Valentine's Day can be about that too. So if you're just tuning in, I'm a recording artist for over 30 years, radio personality for over 20, and most recently a certified master life coach. The reason I started this podcast is very simple. The majority of my emails are people asking me for advice. Judy, how can I get over this? Judy, how do I do this? Judy, why is this happening to me? Et cetera, et cetera. And I actually enjoy helping people out. And I think by nature, I'm a communicator. So hopefully this podcast is helping people improve their lives and bringing the quality of their life up another notch, hopefully. Okay, so Vinny, who do we have as a guest today?
Well, we had some guests lined up, but, you know, some very prominent people on this broadcast, they needed you more than the guests today. And the first one is here with the meme of the week.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week.
Oh, all right. All right, Wilhelmina.
I'm single on Valentine's Day because I have not yet met someone who can handle all of my awesomeness. Not all of it.
Why does she get more airtime than I do?
And that's your second guest today.
That's my second guest?
Yeah. Jesus.
All right.
Ay, pero Judy, why? But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
Judy, why is it that every time somebody gives me a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day, right? I open it up and I see this cute one. I'm like, oh, this one's going to have like the coconut inside. And I eat it and it has caramel. Why?
Caramel is actually my favorite.
That's fine. You could have it, but I don't want it. I'm not Forrest Gump.
And for those of you listening, she actually has a box of bitten caramel chocolates here that she's looking to give to Judy right now to eat.
Bendito.
First of all, I'm very upset, all right? Because here's the deal, right? Today is Valentine's Day, right? But I don't think it's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day, all right? They tell me, they stop me and say, you can't be saying Valentine's. There's no such thing. But Valentine is a time for love, right? Isn't that right? But time, what's a Valentine? Time is that little thingy, that little sticky thing on the fork, right? Vinny, do you understand that?
I understand. Judy, Pooch.
That's right, Judy. I need you, you know? Because, like, I think I look really good. I look fierce, mama. I'm talking like my teeth shine. Like, when I smile, you see that little sparkle. You know what I'm saying? And I have a little nice booty and everything like that. I think I'm a nice person. I'm good to people. Why can't they be good to me? I'm lonely. I'm tired of being by myself. I'm trying to be single.
Well, Judy, why am I still single? I mean, I'm the nicest person you ever did meet. Every time that somebody says hi, I give them an apple pie. I'm good. Why can't I find love, Judy? Why?
Well, Wilhelmina and Poochie, Here's the thing. First of all, Poochie, you need to calm down.
Judy, I cannot calm down when it comes to love. Love is very serious to me, all right?
But listen, hold on. That's part of the problem why you're still single, because you won't listen. You just talk and talk and talk.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, my God.
Okay, Poochie, you know, you are a guest on Judy's podcast, and you are asking her for advice. Let her do what she does. She's going to give you some advice right now.
All right, fine, whatever. All right, go ahead, Judy. You wanted to say something. Go ahead, make it good, all right? Make it good, make it count.
Okay, what I want to say to you, Poochie, is you can't go out looking for love. Love is like a butterfly. You ever try to catch a butterfly?
Oh my God, when I was in Botanical Gardens in the Bronx the other day, I saw a big one, you know, and I was like, what is it doing here in the wintertime? Oh my God. And I tried to touch it, I grab it, I try, but it just fly away like nothing.
Well, okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You try to catch it. You can't catch a butterfly. Butterflies are like love. When you try to catch it, it's impossible. But if you just leave it be, just don't even think about it. When you least expect it, the butterfly will land on you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Judy, that's a revelation. I never thought about that. Oh, my God. My heart is a flutter. Did you hear that, Poochie?
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't understand. I don't even know what she's talking about. You know, why does someone want to catch a butterfly? They're really cute. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Judy, you got your hands full in this one, man. Let me tell you.
All right. So, Wilhelmina, when was the last time you went on a date?
Oh, well, if you want to say it's a date, I think it was like last week.
Where did you guys go?
No, we didn't go. There wasn't a we. I walked into White Castle and this man was sitting on the table. He was all by himself. And I said, why are you by yourself, honey? So I sit down next to him. And, you know, I took a french fry and I said, hi, I'm Wilhelmina, Judy Torres' assistant.
Oh, boy.
and I look into his eyes and I winked at him. I winked so hard my eyeball hurt. And I said, ma, your french fry is so big.
Whoa. Judy.
Okay.
That's all you, Chica.
Okay, listen. Well, Lamina, what you were doing wrong, my love, is you're not letting the man approach you first.
But I was nice to him. I mean, he was all by himself. He was looking lonely. He looked rather lonely. He looked shy. So I just sit down and make him feel comfortable, and I give him a compliment about how big his fry was.
Poochie, do you think that Wilhelmina was a little too straightforward in this situation?
No, because when it comes to love, you got to be honest. You got to be honest. You just got to tell him how you feel. You got to be like, look, mister, listen. Listen, papi. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You see my eyes? You see my eyes? You see my eyelashes? All right, now listen. Your french fry papi is hot, papi. That's a hot potato papi.
But listen, being the only man at this table right now, I don't know if that would be like, you know, the
Vinny, here's the thing. Listen, I think they need to hear a man's point of view. Why is it that both of them are failing at love? Please help.
Right. Well, so, Bucci, I don't know. I think that being a little too straightforward doesn't really, you know, entice a man. I think it scares a man off. You know, you're going to sit down. I don't even know you. I just spent my hard-earned money on my french fries, and you're going to come, like, put your hands in, and, you know, coronavirus and all this stuff is going around. I don't know where your hands been. You're going to touch my french fry.
These hands are beautiful. These hands are clean. These hands are like a freaking Lysol wipe.
And her nails are, like, 6 inches long, folks.
If you get an itch, I have to scratch it. There's nothing wrong with that. Why are you against long nails?
Well, it is Valentine's Day. Oh, I might want to take you and Wilhelmina out after this show, feeling sorry for you both. If the night ends with you giving me a back scratch, that's okay.
Wait, did you say you would take me out? Vinny, you know what I noticed just now?
What?
Actually, you're quite handsome. You're quite the looker. Actually, I think you're a heartbreaker. I think we should say goodbye to Poochie. Tell Judy to, like, leave the room just for a few minutes, and I think we should talk.
You want to give me some of your southern charm? Is that what it is?
I got lots of southern charm. Can you handle it?
Wait a minute. No, you didn't. Listen, do not try to take Vinny from me, all right? Because all I'm saying is that Vinny obviously likes me better. Obviously.
Bless your heart. Honey, you ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
This is like a freestyle novella right here.
Listen, I swear to God... Right now, I just feel like saying, where does that leave love?
Right.
And why did you change on me? And
yeah, can't we try?
Seriously, I have more questions right now than answers.
Me too. Like, my first one, it has to be this. Poochie, What is love to you? What is the perfect love? It is Valentine's Day.
All right. It's like going back into the 80s, right? When I used to put Aquanet in my hair and like a man would pass by with his Cavaricis and he was so hot and he was wearing your car. That is love. You know, when you got like sticky hair and you smell good, that's love. And you're listening to freestyle. You're listening to freestyle, papi. That's love right there. Any man who listens to freestyle is down with love.
So the man didn't even have to say two words to you. He just had to have good hair and smell like Dracar, and you instantly felt love.
Absolutely, right? All you need, right, is to wear Dracar and come in your Iroc Z blasting freestyle. I just want to hear a lot of Noel songs and George Lamont and maybe a lot of TKA too. And by the way, I'll change my name to Maria if I have to.
Judy, thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not going to argue with a freestyle freak. That's the first thing I've learned after all these years doing freestyle music is you don't argue with a freestyle freak. So Poochie, whatever you think love is, honey, that's what it is. And I wish you good luck. And I know that there's a man out there stuck in the 80s somewhere who refuses to give up his car and still buys Dracar because Dracar can still be found, you know. It's totally available.
Oh my God, is it on Amazon right now? Vinny, I'm gonna buy you a bottle right now, puppy, all right?
I might already have one.
But wait. Everybody forgot about me.
No, Wilhelmina, actually, we're gonna just get to you next, but.
What were you gonna ask me? Because I've been sitting here all this time and Poochie's been talking.
What is your definition of love?
My definition of love is like, it's like watching a Forrest Gump movie with like a southern pecan pie and a mint julep.
Keke? What's that? I never heard of no mint julep. What is that, a flower? Like a tulip? What's that?
It's pretty much like a southern mojito.
All right, girl. I understand now you want to talk about mojitos. That's all right. I'm down with that. You know what I think we should do, Wilhelmina?
Yes?
I think we should just like get together and let's go karaoke at the Chinese restaurant down the block, all right? Because over there, they got some really cute boys too.
I never done karaoke. What should I sing?
Just sing a freestyle song, mama. Just follow me. I got you, all right? I got you. Vinny, you know what? You're too young for me anyway. I'm fine. Me and Wilhelmina, we're going to find somebody, and that's it. You can't stop us, all right?
I'm shattered.
Yes, I see Vinny crying. Vinny, there's no reason to cry. I don't even know what to say about this episode. All I can say is, everybody have a lovely Valentine's Day. Don't take it so seriously. Smile, have fun, watch a good movie, call up a friend.
You know what, Judy? That's a good point, what you just said right there. And you know what I just have to say?
What?
Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
That's right, Vinny. All you need is love. And if you listen to the clip in the beginning of the podcast, we took a scene from the movie Moulin Rouge, one of my favorite movies ever because it's so romantical. And we always finish the podcast with a song that I think will lift people's spirits up. And I think we chose this song, the Elephant Love Medley, because Christian and Satine are finally realizing how much they love each other. And they're singing inside this big, huge elephant, which makes no sense at all, but it's beautiful. And we love the song. So Vinny and I are going to sing it for you. Hope you like it. And yeah, if nobody told you today, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
The only way of loving me, baby, is to pay a lovely fee.
Just one night, give me just one night.
There's no way, 'cause you won't pay.
In the name of love, one night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive without your sweet love. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs?
I look around me and I see it isn't so.
People want to fill the world with silly love songs.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again. Love lifts us up where we belong. Where the eagles fly on a mountain high.
I won't.
And I... I'll drink all the time.
We should be lovers.
We can't do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're like my Titi.
We should be lovers.
And that's a fact. Though nothing will keep us together.
We could steal time just for one day. We could be heroes forever and ever. We could be heroes forever and ever. We could be heroes just because I will always love you.
I have to hand it to you, my friend. We've lost all control in this episode today. You see, you give them an inch, they take a yard.
It's okay. You know what? I love you. I love Wilhelmina. I love Fuchi. And I love every single person listening. And if you're feeling lonely today, we did this podcast for you. Because there's no reason that you should feel alone, because you're not. You're never alone. We're always here for you. Remember, there's no reason to cry. Until next time. Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook fan page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of our podcast, please feel free to write to judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.